Hey, I saw you through the window and I was like, who is this? You really took it seriously when I said to wear something nice, huh? No, it's not too much. You look amazing. Oh, thanks. I know a lot of people don't really like to dress up anymore and are going with something more casual, but I thought this is our last prom night, so I might as well go all out and wear a nice dress, especially given the Hollywood glam theme. No, I mean all out, like, you know what I mean. Now I'm self-conscious. It's not too indecent, is it? I was afraid it might be a little skimpy. You think it's elegant? You're blushing. Okay, don't stare for too long. So, I take it you met my dad. Did he interrogate you? Asked you what your intentions were with his daughter? Oh, okay. Unusual for him to be so nice to my dates. Sorry, I didn't come down. I was struggling with the zipper at the back of my dress, and I didn't want to rush downstairs half naked. I'm surprised he let you come up without shouting at me to leave my door open at all times. That's what he used to do with Logan. Guess he didn't trust him very much. He seemed relieved when I told him I wasn't going to the prom with him. I'm starting to wonder what I even saw in him in the first place. Yeah, I guess he is. I mean, of course he's hot. And popular. And he wasn't such a jerk when we first started dating. But enough talking about him. This night is about us and our revenge. So, let's go through the motions, shall we? When we arrive, I expect there's going to be a bit of a surprise from my friends. I haven't told them who I was going with. I just said I'd found a better date. Of course I meant it. Although, I don't know you that well. But hey, it doesn't matter. We're just pretending to be a couple anyway, right? We can get to know each other later. What I do know about you is that you were kind enough to help my ex-boyfriend with his homework secretly for months because he was too embarrassed to admit he needed tutoring. This alone tells me you must be somewhat of a good person. You just needed the money? Yeah, right. If you just wanted money, you could have worked at McDonald's or something. But no, you chose to help him, and now you're helping me. And I'm grateful. You brought something for me? Is that what I think it is? You got me a corsage? Oh. No, I wasn't expecting it. You're taking this pretty seriously, huh? Yes, the cuter we look together, the better our revenge plan is gonna work. Go on, tie it around my wrist. Is it supposed to be my left or my right? I can't remember if there's a rule. Left? Okay. Sounds like you've done your research. What's your secret? You're blushing again. I meant your secret for having such soft hands. Do you use a special cream or something? Just teasing. You do have soft hands, though. Yeah, alright. I think it's tight enough. Yep, all good. That's really sweet. Thank you. Can I kiss you on the cheek? Okay. Wow, sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. You thought I meant later? Oh, well, we want to make it look like we're together, so we might as well get comfortable with physical contact right now, right? Are you cool with it? What are you comfortable with? Everything? Okay, you're gonna have to be a little more specific than that. For example, is it alright if I touch your face? Hold your hand? What about... Yes, I know you said everything, but I just want to make sure. How would you feel if I kissed you on the lips? Yeah? How about we practice for a sec? Just to make it look as natural as possible. People are going to be able to tell if we're awkward and we've never done it before. Right. Come closer. Damn, you're tall. Thank God I'm gonna be wearing heels. Close your eyes. Wow. That wasn't so bad, was it? Just a little innocent, maybe. You said you've never had a girlfriend, right? No, that's okay. Have you ever kissed anyone? A long time ago, and it was really sloppy and bad. Okay, let's try again, but this time, tilt your head a bit and wrap your hands around my neck, okay? Yeah, just like that. Well, I have good and bad news. The good news is, you're a fast learner. Bad news is, you're so good, I'm out of breath, and I feel like I might pass out because my corset is so tight. So just give me a second. Alright. Yeah, I'll be alright. If women throughout the centuries have survived wearing corsets all day, every day, I should be able to manage for one night. You ready? Let's get this party started. Wow. It looks so beautiful. I feel like I'm in a cheesy teen rom-com. Hold my hand. I can see my friends looking at us weird. This is way too funny. Please don't crack any jokes. I don't think my chest can expand any further without breaking a seam. Shh, I said no jokes. Oh my god, you're relentless. No, this is good actually. It looks like we're familiar, like we're having fun. I am having fun, dummy. I just don't want to make my dress explode. Why don't you go and get us some drinks while I go and say hi to my friends? I take it you don't really want to talk to them. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'll meet you back here in a few minutes. Get me some punch, please. Thank you. This is delicious. Would be much better with a bit of rum, though. How are you doing? You feel awkward? Sorry I left you for so long. It's just, they had a lot of questions I wasn't prepared for. Like, what happened? Since when are you guys so close? Why did you say yes to going to prom with... Sorry. They're just shocked is all. They don't get it. That's something I've always struggled with, you know? How you're supposed to date within your circle and never stray. As if it was secretly forbidden or something. But I don't care what they say. They'll get over it. Do you wanna dance with me? That's fine. I don't know how to dance either. Just move your body. There you go. Wait, what are you doing? I said move your body, not pretend you have epilepsy. Hey, no, come back. Come back. I was just teasing. Your dance moves are fine for a 60-year-old. Just kidding. Come here. Just put your hands around my waist. Tighter. Not too tight or I'm gonna pass out. I think a damsel in distress bit would be a bit over the top. Good. Now shift your weight gently from one foot to the other. There you go. That's how you do it. Congratulations. You've just mastered the art of slow dancing. A fast learner, I said. You smell nice. What's your perfume? You don't wear any? Well, you gotta give me the name of your shower gel then, because you smell amazing. That and your hand cream, please. Okay, don't turn, but Logan's right behind you. Do you feel ready for the kiss? I want him to feel what it's like having your partner flirt with someone else right in front of you. Even if we're not together anymore. I know he cares. You sure? Alright. Yes, I can still see him. He has the most satisfactory scowl / frown / tight-lipped smile I've ever seen. God, it feels good to get revenge. Oh, wait, he's gesturing to me. I think he wants to talk. Do you mind if I just go and see what he has to say? I'll report back later. Thanks. You're the best. Hey, you. I've been looking for you. It worked. Oh my god, it worked better than I could have ever imagined. He was so red in the face with jealousy, he could barely talk. I wish you could have heard him. It felt so good. We did it. Are you okay? You don't look okay. What are you doing outside? You were gonna leave? But why? I thought we had an agreement. Wasn't that the whole point? To piss him off and make him jealous? Well, then I don't get it. Why do you look so upset? What is it? Tell me. You regret doing this? Why? Hey, tell me what's wrong. You felt jealous when I was talking to him? But I thought... Hang on, I'm super confused right now. Wait! Wait! Damn it! I lost a shoe! Hey, wait! Don't go! What are you trying to say? Just say it. You actually like me? Sorry, I just don't know what to say. Give me a minute to process. I had no idea. I never would have suggested this if I knew you had a crush on me. No, I mean, I didn't want to do anything to hurt you. Hey, don't leave. Are we getting back together? I mean, he wants to. He begged me to, even. But I'm not going to. There's no way. Not after the way he treated me. Not after the way he treated you. Yes, I mean it. I'm not getting back together with him. I'm not. I didn't hesitate. I'm just surprised. Can I be honest with you? I did think we might get back together. I'll admit it. Up until that moment, you stepped into my room looking so incredible. I started to have doubts. I thought, I'll see how it goes and how I feel. Maybe I'm just confused because you're so sweet to me. Maybe when I see Logan with his date, I'll feel jealous and upset. But the truth is, I didn't. I'm over him. I didn't expect to feel this way, but then when you kissed me, something changed. Like I saw you in a way I'd never seen you before. I always thought you were cute, and I always felt bad when my friends bullied you. And I feel so stupid for not saying anything sooner and trying to stop them, and I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry I watched and let it all happen. You deserve better. How do I feel about you? I don't know. All I know is that you make me feel good. You make me laugh. You're kind. You're generous. I'm not used to people treating me like this. I mean, I was crying my eyes out the other night, and you just listened to me. You wanted to help me feel better. So yeah, it feels weird. But in a good way. Like, I don't have to pretend I'm something I'm not when I'm around you. I can be real. It's refreshing. What I'm saying is, I feel something when I'm with you. I don't know what it is exactly, but I know it makes me want to be closer to you, to get to know you more, and to kiss you again. I can safely say I meant every word I said. But I'm out of breath again, and it's your fault. What did you just say? Maybe I should lose the corset? Oh, someone's getting bold. But I like it. I want to see more of that side of you. And I don't want this night to end. No, I don't mean I want to go back to the party. I mean, I want to spend the rest of it with you. Somewhere more private. Well, there's no way my dad will let you back upstairs now that it's almost midnight. I can't believe this. It's midnight and I've lost a shoe. My life isn't a teen rom-com. It's a Disney movie. There it is. Thank you. Very charming. So, what do we do? I don't want to go home just yet. How about we take off in your car? Go somewhere quiet and spend some time together. Can we just go to your place? No? Well, I don't know then. You have an idea? You're not a serial killer, are you? Just kidding. I trust you. I barely know you, but I trust you. And that's more than I can say about my own friends. Or my ex-boyfriend. So yeah, let's do it. Take me somewhere.